You're listening to the Choose to Be podcast with hosts Alana Gordon and Amy Woolsey. As you join us each week, we will provide you with tools, resources, and knowledge to help you navigate your healing journey. Choose recovery, choose healing, choose you.
Welcome to the Choose to Be podcast. Thank you for joining us today, everyone. How are you? We hope you are doing well. And we hope you're fine. All right. If you haven't read our title, the title of our episode today is It's Fine, I'm Fine, Everything's Fine. So are you all just doing fine today? Fine. How many times? Oh my gosh. How many times have we heard this from our clients and in our groups? How many times do you say this? I know I say it a lot. It's fine. I'm fine. I think I said it this morning when we were talking about a certain someone that messaged me. It's fine. I'm fine. Why do we do that? So that's what we're talking about today. We're going to dig into this. There's some really good nuggets here. I think we can all learn something from it. Of course, I'm putting my coach hat on and I have some good questions that you can ask yourself to get more curious about this. So first of all, let's just start off with talking about like the why. Why do we talk about what's hard? Maybe even acknowledge it a little bit, right? Because that's when I hear it come up is this was really hard or this isn't going well or I'm struggling or I'm feeling. So you're being vulnerable. You're being maybe a little authentic about what is really showing up in the this is phase there, reality. And then immediately the brain shifts. And we go, but it's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. So interesting. So let's talk about why do we do that? Why do we shift so suddenly?
My brain goes to why do I do that first? Because I do. And I think for me, one of the big reasons why I do it is I do it either to protect myself because I start tapping into uncomfortable feelings and I'm like, ooh, yeah, don't want to go there. And so then it's that kind of shift in. That shift and shut down, or I do it to protect the other person.
I was going to say, that's what I do.
Yep. Oh, I don't want to go there with them, or oh, this might make them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Shift gears. I'm fine. You don't need to worry. Everything's okay. The situation's under control. So you don't need to worry or manage or carry any of those feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be what I was thinking about how I show up, why I do that. Most of the time, it is because I want them to not feel responsible. I don't want them to feel the weight. So back to that controlling how that other person feels or thinks about, even think. I would say that's probably an equal one is if I say, but I'm fine, it's fine, because now my brain's starting to wonder, what are they thinking about what I'm thinking and feeling and doing right now? And if it's negative or judgmental or whatever, I'm going to cut that off and let them know I got it. I'm fine. Don't think negative about me. Bells, bells.
It happens so automatically.
Yeah.
And my brain goes, where did we learn this as a people? Because collectively, I see that across the board in so many of my clients. And the longer they work with me, the more they're, I don't want to say trained, that sounds a little harsh, but the more that they have practiced not doing this or digging deeper into what is actually coming up. And probably as they feel safer, they don't feel the need to do that as much as well. But like, where did that even start? Where did that come from?
Okay, let me move my brain back to that question because you said something that triggered another thought. I'm making myself a note. Okay, so where did that come from? Well, let me just give an example of maybe how I've seen this show up, definitely in myself as well. And then let's maybe pick it apart a little bit. But the first thing that comes to my mind is when you have been living in a false reality, utilizing that term from Hope Ray, betrayal violence. So what you thought was your real isn't your real. You're attaching to this person based on what you thought was real. All of that, right, is happening. So your system has now become used to whatever that dynamic is in that false reality. And it would make sense that whether you're separated or there's a split or you now have the reality collapse, either way, that's gone. And I've seen women, and I know I work more with divorced women, but I've seen women who are getting some sense of space, but when they're not really addressing the emotions, like really not feeling them, when they're really not being aware of themselves, they're still in that separated state of trauma, fight, flight, freeze, but they think they're doing better. They think they're fine because maybe a certain dynamic shifted or changed. Maybe their partner's now getting help or whatever that is. Something did change and shift and they think everything is fine. But the way I know that's not true is that if I meet with them maybe the next week or 2 weeks later and they've had a collapse, they are in crisis mode. So we're going really from one extreme, I'm fine, it's great, to collapse. That's not fine.
I like to think of that almost like a volcano of this build, 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 build until it comes either huge out the top or shoots out in these little ways sideways. Yeah. And I can really relate to this because so many years of my life, like Amy knows me well, but I will do this. If I've had a particularly challenging time, I will jump on with Amy and you did this to me the other day. You're like, Alana, the amount of times you minimized your feelings in the last like 20 minutes. But what I catch myself doing sometimes, because I'm very analytical. And so what I'll catch myself doing is I will think about feeling versus actually slowing down and feeling. So if I'm thinking about the feelings and I'm thinking about what's happening, I'm almost analyzing the feelings, which gives me a false sense of I'm actually feeling, but I'm not. When I'm actually feeling, I'm going into my body. I'm noticing that feeling, where it's at in my body, what it feels like in my body, what it feels like to feel this feeling. And it's a much more somatic, so for me, it has to be really slow because my brain is go, 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 go. So it takes a lot of effort for me to move out of that thinking about feeling into the actual feeling. And it's only in that second place that I actually start to process through it at that deeper level to where it doesn't build and explode.
I love how you separated that out. And go back and listen to the episode I did on feeling your feelings and the importance of that, if you haven't heard that already. But absolutely difference between thinking about your feelings. And so that right there describes these situations that I see come up often. And of course, I experienced myself was just like, well, I've been thinking about it, so I'm fine. And yeah, it's tricky because this whole journey is tricky. And I know all of you who have been with us for a while and hear us say, slow it down so much, you want to probably barf in your mouth, but slow this down. When you see yourself, whether it's this phrase or something else, I have this little dude in my head that will come up with a pink flag. It's not red yet. It's pink. It's like my warning flag. And I have certain phrases that I have become aware of that I will think or even say that are now my little pink warning flag in my brain. And so this is one of those. And when you hear yourself say it out loud to someone else, I'm fine, everything's fine. Maybe that's just a little pink flag and you go, huh, and just take a step back and slow it down and get more curious. But am I fine? Something you said before we jump into that, can we talk about maybe a couple things that they are practicing to help them shift out of that? Like, what are they practicing? It's kind of the question that I had when you said that.
Well, I think 101 is just awareness. They're practicing first being aware. And I love that you brought up the pink flag because I think about that. And one of mine is it doesn't matter. I will try to move things off. And there's things that do matter to me, but then I'll go, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And that's almost my way of just trying to brush it off my shoulder. It doesn't matter. So recognizing maybe yours is, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm fine. It doesn't matter. Not a big deal. When I was younger, it was whatever, whatever, whatever. I give different tones to the whatever. But what is your flag? So awareness first of those thoughts that are coming up, and then awareness of the disconnection of emotion, whether you're disconnecting and you were connected, or because of the trauma, we haven't been able to reconnect yet. I think that awareness is so key.
I love that. I think it's a great place just to start, because we can probably go on and on about what those practicing things are. But I love that first pillar of just awareness.
I'm going back in for me, the thinking about feelings versus the feeling feelings. I think that it allows me to get by for quite a long time, believing and thinking everything is okay and it doesn't matter. But what it does is it almost hinders or slows down the progress, because it's not going deeper into what's really happening. And B, it gives me a false sense of security or a false sense of reality. And so I think that it's really important to understand that this can prevent our growth and our healing. And when we are trying to recover from trauma and from betrayal, and we're in this, it makes sense why we would want to do whatever we could to not slow that process down. It's going to be slow anyway, but to not make it slower than it has to be and not prevent any type of growth and moving forward.
Yeah, it's another, it can be used as another form of denial. I don't want to go there. I don't want to see the reality. I don't want to accept. When you talk about awareness, that next phase is acceptance. And so if you're not aware, then you can't accept reality. And so a lot of times that I'm fine, it's fine, whatever, never mind, is that protector part, right? Protecting you, like you said, from the pain, from the hurt, from the real, from the what is that we often don't want to see or are not ready to see. The other question I had was to help just with curiosity is, what is the phrase, it's fine, I'm fine, everything's fine? What is your brain making that mean if it isn't fine? So you're saying, no, it's fine, I'm fine, never mind, it's okay. Whatever those catchphrases are, push pause here and think, if it's not fine, if it's not okay, then what? And just watch what your brain pulls up.
That type of question is a type of question my therapist would ask me. And I would say, I don't like that question. I don't like that question. And actually, I love that question. The therapist in me absolutely loves that question. But the part that wants to protect myself or protect other people, I don't like that question because I don't want to go there, because that phrase protects me from not going there. So I really love that what if it's okay that I'm not fine, and exploring that. And sometimes that opens up a whole can of worms. And guess what? That whole can of worms was there. So let's look at it, inspect it. Let's get curious about it.
Yeah. Let's talk about that more for a minute, because so the first question is, what is my brain making it mean if it's not fine? And then what if it's okay that it's not fine, then what? So those are a couple, let's call them backdoor questions. Let's just kind of see what's hiding behind that door in your brain when you can kind of ask some questions like that. My brain's not working. As you said something that I wanted to explore more about.
My brain usually goes to, then I have to do something. That's where my brain goes.
100%.
And, and then I'm like, but I don't want to do anything. Fill in the reason why. But even that of just owning and acknowledging of, okay, if I really own that's not okay. And then my brain offers me, I need to do this. Let's just notice what it wants to do. And then I can sit with that and I can explore that. I don't actually have to do anything by exploring this work. But that's another like roadblock that I get of, I have to take action to be able to explore this. And that's not accurate. I can explore and not take action. Or maybe the more I explore, I will want to, but I don't have to.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to my three pillars: awareness, agent, acceptance, and agency. And women are amazing. They're doers, they're go-getters. I mean, we say it all the time to our groups, women do hard things 100%. And that's never a question. If a woman's like, what does it take? They're going to do it. But we're jumping ship. You know, you hear me talk about, and Lana says it too, like, this isn't checklists. We don't like checklists. Let's not checklist this. Let's not cross off boxes. However, these three pillars are, in a sense, linear, because what happens is that when you start to become a little bit aware, kind of like you started to share a little bit of that vulnerability of emotions, and then we shut down very quickly, and then our brain, like you said, wants to go to the doing. What can I do to fix this and make this go away? And it's not so much that you're not capable of doing, it's that it's not sustainable and it won't work. Because spending time in awareness, and I break it up to foundational acceptance and transformational acceptance, then it prepares you to be in conscious choice and choose what that next right step is for you right now. So there, if your brain likes checklists and likes things to be a little linear and know what to do, then just start there. When you hear yourself go to these, I'm fine, it's fine, then drop into awareness and remind your brain, we're not in the action. We're not in the agency. We're just in awareness. And stay there as long as you need to. Why did I just think that? What am I afraid of? What am I making it mean if I'm not fine? Right? All of those backdoor questions, so to speak.
I love that. And I feel like people are going to have to rewind that and listen to that and take notes on that and write down those things that you said, because you really did give a really beautiful journey to start doing this. So it's awesome. This is recorded. You can listen to that as many times as you need. But I love it's the phrase of, I'm not okay, and that's okay. And really, it's okay to not be okay. And if you're here listening to this podcast, at some level, you're struggling. And it's okay that you're not okay. It sucks that you're not okay. And it's okay that you're not okay. And you don't have to be fine, and you don't have to have it all together. And I give you permission to be exactly where you are.
Yeah.
So
I love that. Well, just one thought when you're saying that, it's okay that you're not okay because you are not your trauma. You are not this experience. You are not your emotions that you want to go away right now, even the pain, the hurt, the betrayal, the suffering, the agony, all of it. Like, who you are isn't any of this. And that's why it's okay. Because that is an experience you're having, but who you are is still 100% of worth and value no matter what. Infinitely lovable no matter what. And so just wanted to add that it's okay because this is not you. This is your experience.
Beautifully said. So as always, thanks for hanging out with Amy and I this week, and we look forward to seeing you all next week.
For our listeners who are navigating, considering, or divorce, I want to remind you that you can head over to the Empower Divorce podcast, and the Dating From Within workshop is starting again, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. These evening workshops are created to help you learn how to date yourself first. A lot of awareness around how you're currently showing up or not showing up in your own dating experience with dating yourself is really going to help you make a shift. And I'm going to teach you some basic tips and tricks to dating yourself and, when you're ready, maybe someone else. This really is about learning how to come back to you first. Head over to the show notes to register for the Dating Within workshop, because as always, you get to choose healing, choose recovery, and choose you. Take care, everybody.